I've written this all out, even though I remember it, and copies are available later at a nominal fee.
Get on with it.
Right, it all started, how can I say, as some of the older ones would know, Max would say, let me tell you a story. We were on honeymoon in Nashville about 9.5 years ago now. A bit more grey hair now than what then. And we were in a queue of about 100 people waiting to go to the shuttle buses down to the General Jackson showboat for a river cruise and dinner, when this enormous black limousine American car pulled up right in front of us, and we were halfway down the queue. And this larger-than-life American lady got out and just came straight up to us and asked if we were going to the showboat, and we said yes. She said, well, jump in. And we said, well, what about all the others at the queue? No, she said, don't worry about them, just jump in. So the two of us got in, sat in the back seat, and just the other day it dawned on me when Jane and I were talking about this, it was a right-handed steering wheel on a big left American car that's always left-hand drive, and this had a right-hand drive, and Jane was sitting behind the driver and I was sitting on the other side. And then we started talking in general about Nashville, and then Jane said, tomorrow's Sunday, could she recommend us a church to go to? And straight away she said, you need to go, and she emphasises on the word you need to go, to the Ernie Tubbs Texas Troubadour Cowboy Church, which is a mouthful in itself. She said, it's just down the road from your hotel. And we said, all right, well, thank you, we'll do that. Then she dropped us off and just drove off and never saw her again. And Jane still believes to this day that she was an angel. So the following day, we turned up at the church, sat down, waiting for the service to start. This is where I do a bit of name dropping. The pastor came out onto the small stage with the musicians behind him, introduced himself, and he said, I'd like to introduce you to my wife. And he said her name. He said, but you'd know her as her maiden name. He said, this is Joanne Cash, Johnny Cash's younger sister. So we were really, really thought we'd own. Right. Then the worship started and the praise, and then we had a small sermon was over. And he asked everyone to sit down and close their eyes. He then said a short prayer, and then he asked everyone to keep their eyes closed. Then he said, there's a few people here that want to step that little bit nearer to faith, but they don't know how to do it. He said, for all those people, please stand up now, and everyone, please keep your eyes closed. I remember sitting there hearing a few people move. Next thing I know, I'm standing up. And within 2 seconds of me standing up, someone has come along and is holding my hand. And I thought, I didn't think this was a Baptist church. And then the pastor spoke a couple of minutes to just those that were standing up. And to this day, I haven't a clue what he said. Not a clue. Then we had to repeat after him the Redeemer's Prayer of Repentance, or the Believer's Prayer of Repentance. Then we were told we could sit down. And as I sat down, I had a feeling of peace within me. And I felt totally different. And that was my story. So, thank you.